From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Recovery work continues in the Northeast from Superstorm Sandy. There are more than 2 million people who still don't have power, nearly a week after the storm passed through the region. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the gas shortage that has been plaguing the area in the wake of the storm is going to take some time to solve. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us power continues to be a problem for many people in the state.
There are still 730,000 people without power in New York State, Cuomo says, many outside of Manhattan and along the shoreline. He says he'll continue to put pressure on the utilities.
All these numbers are nice, but they mean nothing until the power is on in your house.
The subways are already running, but he stresses service tomorrow will not be back to normal, and ongoing issues with gasoline delivery and distribution are likely to continue for a number of days. FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says the agency will be there until everyone who needs housing in the wake of damage gets it.
This will not be done in months. This will not be done in a year.
Mayor Bloomberg says as many as 40,000 people in New York City may need housing. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Gasoline is still in short supply in New Jersey, so it's being rationed. NPR's Martin Costi says in northern New Jersey, people wait for hours to buy it.
Here in Bayonne, New Jersey, the line for the one gas station with gas is almost a mile and a half long. It stretches down one of the main streets, Broadway here. Basically, the line is traffic. It is the only real traffic on that street. People have been waiting since 6 o'clock in the morning to about noon. One person I talked to waited 6 hours for his gas. When they get to the station, they're allowed $40 worth of gas, and that's that.
New Jersey utility PSE&G says it has restored power to more than three-quarters of the gas stations in its service area. The election is the day after tomorrow, and the presidential candidates are barnstorming through the country. Mitt Romney will be in 5 states today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports he started his day in Iowa.
This is a state where Romney spent a lot of time in the last year, and this rally in Des Moines was his last Iowa event of the campaign. He talked about the downside of welfare, something he hasn't brought up in months.
Paul and I have not promised you a bigger check from the government, and we haven't promised to take from some people to redistribute to you. We've instead promised to rebuild the economy and to tame the growth of government.
Romney also hit that theme with the story of a welder looking for work. Romney said he wasn't looking for a government check, he wants a job. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the Romney campaign.
A Florida judge extended early voting in one county today. The state Democratic Party sued to allow Orange County, Florida voters additional early voting time. This after one polling station was closed for several hours yesterday. The Florida Democratic Party says state voters can also cast absentee ballots in person today. You're listening to NPR News. Two Atlanta police officers died last night when their helicopter crashed over a city neighborhood. No one on the ground was hurt. The officers were searching for a missing child who was later found unharmed. Witnesses say the chopper went down and struck power lines before it crashed. Power was out in several nearby buildings. The federal government is investigating. Finance ministers and central bank chiefs from the group of 20 nations begin 2 days of meetings in Mexico City today. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The U.S. would like to persuade Europe to solve its debt problems and pressure China to lower its trade surplus by letting its currency rise against the dollar and encouraging consumer spending. But it's sure to get heat, too, particularly for its fiscal cliff. If steps aren't taken to avert them, impending tax hikes and spending cuts could push the U.S. back into recession, and other G20 nations fear the ripple effects on their economies. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke could take criticism for quantitative easing policies, which countries like Brazil allege are causing inflation. For NPR News, I am Steve Beckner in Mexico City.
Several thousand people turned out for a march in downtown Moscow today. Marchers seem to have two main points. They want President Vladimir Putin to quit, and they're opposed to ethnic minorities. The march was mostly calm, although some protesters set off smoke bombs and others made Nazi salutes. Rising Russian nationalism has been accompanied recently by racial violence and murders of immigrants. The march comes on Russia's Unity Day, intended to replace a holiday celebrating the Bolshevik Revolution. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.